I'm Hunter Logan, and it's time to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Arizona Coyotes and the Winnipeg Jets. The lines opened up in this game with Arizona at plus 205 and the Jets at minus 245. It shifted around a little bit now with the Coyotes at plus 245 and the Jets at minus 295. You can also get the Jets on the puck line minus 1.5 at minus 120, and the over-under in this game is at 6.5. The Coyotes coming in 27-32-11 on the year, 40-30 against the puck line. They're absolutely fantastic at winning these, or not even winning them, just playing these one-goal games. That's why they're so good against the puck line. 34 overs, 33 unders. They're 7-21-8 on the road this season. And it looks like they found their goalie of the future, Vejmelka. He's 18-19-5 on the year, a 3.36 goals against, a 903 save percentage. He does have three shutouts. But here's the thing about the Coyotes. I've been saying this for a long time, and it's really coming true that the Coyotes, they're just looked at and laughed at as being the Coyotes, but they're a good team, man. Like, they keep winning games. They've won four straight games. They beat the Blackhawks on Saturday 4-2, and they just keep chugging along, and it's really because of players like Schmaltz. They have players like Clayton Keller. They've had contributions this season up and down the lineup, and the best part is they're not even out of the Bedard sweepstakes. So they could be taking steps in this rebuild, and they could still wind up with Connor Bedard. And I know the NHL would love nothing more than to send Connor Bedard out there to the desert to prove to everybody that the Coyotes belong in the NHL. Now, the Jets, on the other hand, 39-29-3, 37-34 against the puck line, 20 overs, 46 unders, 21-12-2 at home this season. And it's probably going to be Connor Hellebuck in net for them tonight because their season is slipping through their fingers. They're 30-22-2 on the year, a 2.62 goals against, a 9.17 save percentage. He has three shutouts, and he's always been a really good goalie. That's not the question, but the problem is the Jets, they just can't seem a way to find any goals. They just came off of a loss to the Blues, 3-0. They got shut out. They've lost three of their last four. All of those games have hit the under because they're not scoring. You can't play the St. Louis Blues and get shut out. The Jets have just been in a complete free fall from the All-Star break, and it just seems that no end is in sight, and they have a good roster. They have Josh Morrissey, Blake Wheeler, Mark Scheifele. This should not be happening to a team like the Jets, but it is, and it also stings that the Jets, they're 1-6 in their last seven home games. They are just in a complete free fall and a complete meltdown. That's why I'm actually taking the Coyotes in this game. I put money on themselves already. For me tonight, this is my best bet of the night. The Coyotes at plus 245. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to take that deal. Because the Coyotes have won four in a row. The Jets have lost three of four. And the Jets, they can't seem to get out of their own way. Anytime you look at the Jets, like, last five games at any stage in the since the All-Star break, it's lost four of five, lost three of five, lost four of five. They can't find any consistency. I like the Coyotes on the road in this game. And I think it's going to be the under in this game. I think the Coyotes are going to win this game by 3-2 or 3-1.
Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Seattle Kraken versus the Dallas Stars. The money line favors Dallas at minus 165 with Seattle at plus 140. The over-under set at 6 with Dallas at minus 1.5 at plus 160. Seattle comes into today 38-24-7, 40-29 against the puck line, 31 overs, 33 unders, and a 22-9-3 record on the road. The Kraken have lost four of their last five after losing to the Oilers on Saturday. After Evander Kane opened up the scoring for the Oilers, Jaden Schwartz tied it up just 5 minutes later. But unfortunately for the Kraken, Kyler Yamamoto put the Oilers ahead 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first. The Oilers and Kraken traded multiple goals in the second with Kane getting the scoring started just 43 seconds into it. The Oilers led through two periods by a score of 4-3. Evander Kane was able to complete the hat trick halfway through the third, and Connor McDavid added one of his own on the power play 6 minutes later. Eli Tolvanen brought the Kraken within two, but it came with 48 seconds left in the game. Too little, too late. Kraken now hold the top spot in the wild card with 83 points. And as for the over-unders, the under is 7-1 in the Kraken's last 8 games playing on 2 days rest, while the over is 5-1 in the Kraken's last 6 overall. Dallas, meanwhile, is 38-19-13, 39-31 against the puck line, 28 overs, 37 unders, and a 17-9-8 record at home. The Stars snapped their 2-game losing streak to beat the Flames 6-5 on Saturday night. Dallas jumped out to a 2-0 lead less than 2 minutes into the game. Calgary was able to get one, but Dallas was able to answer later in the first to hold a 3-1 lead through one. In the second period, belonged to the Flames, who scored three straight before Jason Robertson could finally tally one for the Stars. So through two, we were all tied up at four apiece. Then with both teams trading a goal in the third, they head into overtime, tied at five, until 13 seconds remained in OT. Jason Robertson gave the Stars the ultimate victory. Dallas is clinging for dear life in the top to hold on to that top spot in the Central Division by holding 1 point lead over the Wild and only 12 games remaining. As for the over-unders, the over is 7-0 in the Stars' last seven games following a win. The over is 4-0-1 in the Stars' last five home games. And the over is 9-1-1 in the Stars' last 11 overall. I think this is going to be a good matchup between two playoff teams. The thing is, though, I don't know why. I like Seattle in this one. So give me the Kraken money line at plus 140. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barner with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Coyotes and the Jets, as well as the Kraken and the Stars.